This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is among the nations sending search and rescue teams to the site of that tragic earthquake that's killed more than 5,000 people in Turkey and Syria. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
The imagery that we've all seen is just searing. It's harrowing. And unfortunately, the death toll we can all expect will only climb in the coming days.
Crews in Ohio released toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in East Palestine, Ohio, to reduce the threat of an explosion. Residents had been warned to evacuate ahead of time, and authorities monitored the air quality to make sure that toxic fumes weren't spreading. The AP's Norman Hall.
Officials say the harmful gases are phosgene and hydrogen chloride. Phosgene is a highly toxic gas and can cause vomiting and breathing trouble. It was used as a weapon in World War I. The decision to do a release was needed to prevent the rail cars from exploding and sending shrapnel and other debris from flying through a neighborhood in East Palestine, Ohio. Workers have used small charges to open holes and allow the material to go into a burning trench. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden delivers the State of the Union address tonight, Tuesday night, as the nation wrestles with issues like the economy, the war in Ukraine, and growing tensions with China. The latest company to announce job cuts, Boeing, plans to cut jobs in its finance and human resources departments in 2023. A loss of around 2,000 jobs, it says. Dell, the computer maker, said yesterday it's cutting about 6,600 jobs. New York City, which once had the nation's strictest workplace vaccination rules for COVID, says it will no longer require the shots for city employees, including police officers, firefighters, and teachers. Someone in Washington State won the Powerball jackpot last night, about $747 million. This is AP News. Where do you sit when you go to the movies? The answer to that question may dictate how much you pay for your ticket. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this story.
The nation's largest movie theater chain is charging more for where you sit. AMC Theaters' new sightline pricing structure charges moviegoers based on where their seats are in the theater. Seats in the middle cost a dollar or two more, while seats in the front row are a little cheaper. Those value sightline seats require a membership in AMC's subscription service. AMC has rolled out the pricing in some locations and plans to have it in all its American theaters for showings after 4 p.m. by the end of the year. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Retired seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady will not go immediately from the playing field to the broadcast booth. He says he'll start his broadcasting career with Fox in the 2024 season. He signed a 10-year deal with Fox last May to become the network's top analyst. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.